You want to hear which verse? You pick. Okay, pick a number between 1 and 34. Okay, oh, 11. What a good verse. You picked a winner. Okay, we're going to hear the purport to Vedanti Tat Tattva Vidas. Very important verse. Text 11. Vedanti Tat Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yajjnanam Advayam Ramiti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shabdite. Vedanti, they say. Tat, that. Tattvavida, the learned souls. Tattvam, the absolute truth. Yat, which. Jnanam, knowledge. Advayam, non-dual. Brahma iti, known as Brahman. Paramatma iti, known as Paramatma. Bhagavan iti, known as Bhagavan. Shabdite, it's so sounded. Translation. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. Purport. The absolute truth is both subject and object, and there is no qualitative difference there. Therefore, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan are qualitatively one and the same. The same substance is realized as impersonal Brahman by the students of the Upanishads, as localized Paramatma by the Hiranyagarbhas, or the yogis, and as Bhagavan by the devotees. In other words, Bhagavan, or the personality of Godhead, is the last word of the absolute truth. Paramatma is the partial representation of the personality of Godhead, and impersonal Brahman is the glowing effulgence of the personality of Godhead, as the sun rays are to the sun god. Less intelligent students of either of the above schools sometimes argue in favor of their own respective realization, but those who are perfect seers of the absolute truth know well that the above three features of the one absolute truth are different perspective views from different angles of vision. As it is explained in the first shloka of the first chapter of the Bhagavatam, the supreme truth is self-sufficient, cognizant, and free from the illusion of relativity. In the relative world, the knower is different from the known. But in the absolute truth, both the knower and the known are one and the same thing. In the relative world, the knower is the living spirit or superior energy, whereas the known is inert matter or inferior energy. Therefore, there is a duality of inferior and superior energy, whereas in the absolute realm, both the knower and the known are of the same superior energy. There are three kinds of energies of the supreme energetic. There is no difference between the energy and the energetic, but there is a difference of quality of energies. The absolute realm and the living entities are of the same superior energy, but the material world is inferior energy. The living being in contact with the inferior energy is illusioned, thinking he belongs to the inferior energy. Therefore, there is the sense of relativity in the material world. In the absolute, there is no such sense of difference between the knower and the known, and therefore, everything there is absolute. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Guru Navaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari
Paschatyadeshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Staya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Pravave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gora Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gora Virbhava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjanapriya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha Pancha Tadvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarva Sapadam Bojo Radha Marana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadha Srimad Ratnagara Sinasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govindadeva Prishtalibhi Sevyamanu Smarami Srimad Rasa Rasarambi Vamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinatha Sriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Ranamami Hari Priye Vrindai Tulsi Devai Priyai Keshavasya Krishna Bhakti Pradi Devi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Sri Nishringa Jai Nishringa Jai Jai Narasringha Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srajamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru Mami Vaishasi Yuktvaivam Atmanam Matparayanaha Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshaisha Mimasuchaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So this is a very auspicious occasion. It's a particularly auspicious occasion. There are many things that go into making something an auspicious occasion. One of the things is the place. This place, we've been here before, and it was transcendental. Transcendentalized. They just moved in. The Bhagavatam was here when we came, and Krishna was here, and the Vaishnavas were here. Spiritual energy is always expanding and becoming, even the qualities are becoming more refined and more relishable And I feel like that coming to your house now. That so much care and attention here for worshiping Krishna and the devotees. From Tulsi Devi flourishing, which is, Prabhupada used to say, is a barometer of bhakti. And you see Tulsi Devi growing like this. Something unusual. Once when Prabhupada was in South India, someone at their house had a gigantic Tulsi tree. It was like almost a tree. It was practically, no one had ever seen anything like it. And Prabhupada was very impressed with the man because of the way Tulsi had grown in his house. So Tulsi's growing here, and every detail of this house, everywhere you look, I feel that I'm in the spiritual world, and that pure Vaishnavas live here. So the place, it's very, very auspicious to come to a place like this. And who knew that it would be right here in, where are we, San Mateo? In San Mateo, you know, that devotees are moving in all over the place. You know, this holy Tirtha is here. Govardhan Shila is being worshipped here. Sri Sri Gorni Thai are here. Sri Sri Radhakrishna, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. You know, this is a holy Tirtha right in the middle of San Mateo. And this science of Krishna consciousness is how to connect with the spiritual energy, and we can see that it doesn't matter where you are. As we are hearing in this verse, that Krishna and his energies, although they're designated, they're Advaya Gyan Tattva, they're not different at the same time. Krishna and his energies are not different, but there are distinctions that are made. And the science of Krishna consciousness, Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmarpanam Brahmaha Vir Brahmagnao Brahmanohutam Brahmaiva Tena Gantavya Brahmakarma Samadhina. That anyone who gives full contribution to worshipping the source of those energies will stay always connected with them, and that everything that that devotee uses in the service of Krishna becomes transcendentalized, becomes fully spiritual. So obviously, this place has become transcendentalized. It's a holy Tirtha, and I feel blessed to be here. Very blessed to be here, Hare Krishna. And then, of course, the place, and then the association. And it seems that we see the same faces everywhere we go. You know, it's like I felt like, when I came in here, the first thing, I was seeing all the people that I'm always hankering to see. And I really felt like, oh, this is like going back to Godhead. It's like when you go back to Godhead, you see the devotees, then you see Krishna, and everyone's there. And as it says in the Brahma Samhita, it's that beautiful long description that we all know, those of us who come at 7:30 in the morning. Sriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Dhruma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Kata Ganam Natyam Gamanam Api Vamshi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapi Tadaswadyam Api Cha Sayatra Shiradhi Sravati Surabhibhyashta Sumahan Nimesardyakyo Va Rajati Yatrapi Samayaha Vajay Shweta Deepam Damaham Yaha Goloka Vityam Vidantaste Santa Shiti Viralachara Katipaye. And it describes in that verse about Goloka Vrindavan, and how one phrase that always sticks in my mind is that the living entities there, all there are, in, they are all enjoyable and tasty. How it was translated. They're enjoyable and tasty. And you think about that, how, you know, the Vaishnavas, there's no other exciting life except to be around Vaishnavas. When you're around Vaishnavas, life is actually exciting. Of course, Ramananda Roy was asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is suffering in this world? What does it mean to suffer? What is the greatest suffering, the greatest cause of suffering? And Ramananda Roy, who was acting as a service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was acting as his guru at that time, actually as his shiksha guru, speaking this knowledge. He said, there is only one suffering in this world, and that's to be separated from Vaishnavas. That's the greatest suffering. That's the only suffering. If you're with Vaishnavas, it doesn't matter where you are. In fact, some devotees who have been doing Sankirtan for many years have had the experience of being in jail. But if you're with Vaishnavas, I remember being thrown in the Cleveland, in the airport there used to have a jail cell inside the airport. And if we stepped over the wrong line while we were distributing books, they'd throw us in the jail. Of course, we didn't last long. We'd only stay in the field, but we'd go in and we'd have kirtan in the jail. And they got to know us in there, and they kind of liked it. They thought it was, you know, fun to have the devotees in. So maybe that's why they were throwing us in jail so much. But there was no suffering in the jail because we were there with the devotees, and we were chanting Hare Krishna. There's only one hell, actually, and that's being separated from the Vaishnavas. And it doesn't matter if you're in heaven. If you're not with Vaishnavas, if you're not connected to the spiritual energy through the Vaishnavas, then it's not a pleasant experience, even in the heavenly planet. So the place, seeing the devotees here, who are all so dear, that that's the greatest happiness, just to be in the association of devotees. And when you're in the association of devotees, there's only one thing to do, and that is to hear and chant about Krishna. And there is no other occupation other than that that is meant for the human form of life. As we just heard in the shlokas that we were chanting, we hear this to reinforce, because from the material side, there are always demands, and there's some kind of expectation that there's something very important to do on the material side. But for hearing from Shastra, we hear kamasya nendriya pritir labo jivita yavata jivasya tattva jignasya narto yascheha karmabhi. Life's desires should never be aimed at sense gratification, so we can rule that out right away, that, you know, the goal of life is to become successful materially, because it never happens. And if it does, it's even worse, because then you lose it at the end, right? Bhutva bhutva praliyate, Krishna says, this universe, even if you gain the universe, it gets taken away from you at the end, then you feel worse. Better you suffer. But it's meant for one thing, for inquiring and for making that endeavor. And the human brain is designed for that, to make the inquiry about what is the absolute truth, who am I, how to become happy. So that can be done in the association of devotees, because devotees are always eager to hear and chant. So we have the place, we have the association, and then we have the reason that we're here today is we are welcoming into this world undoubtedly a great Vaishnav, or Vaishnavi, maybe. We're not sure, actually. You never know till the last minute, right? And I don't know, it's probably an open secret that I've never been that attached to children throughout a lot of my life. I spent a lot of my life as a brahmachari, and never spent a lot of time around children. But recently, I don't know, maybe I'm getting old or something. Maybe I've turned a corner, but for some reason, the association of the devotees here and the children that are here at ISV, I've become actually attached to children. Oh, what an amazing thing! And I found myself in great anticipation. I was telling Nirkula earlier today that I feel like a grandparent or something. And I had heard that I had heard many times and seen for myself how grandparents become, so excited when a child's going to be born, and then of course they dote over the grandchildren even more than their own children sometimes, who have by that time, you know, run off and forsaken them or something. But they become very attached, and I felt that coming into my heart, that, you know, there's this baby coming. That's from devotees that I love very dearly, and so I felt this wonderful feeling. I can't wait to meet this soul who's taking birth here in this family, and we all feel like that because Srivas and Malini are so dear to us here. And now there's miraculously, by the way Krishna's energies work, there's a wonderful soul that's taking birth in this family. And this is no ordinary occasion. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. You know, souls that are very fortunate who are wandering throughout the universe, they come into a situation due to their previous activities, due to their previous samskars, where they have an opportunity from even before their birth to take to Krishna consciousness. Thinking of smiling because I'm thinking of Advait, who was out on Sankirtan while he was in the womb and hearing the holy names and everything before he was even born, and came into a family of pure Vaishnavas. And this is a great cause for celebration, you know, when a great soul takes birth in the world. So I couldn't think of a happier occasion to be at this place, in this association, for this reason, for this cause. And we don't, none of us know what the future holds, but we take full shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. That's our occupation as devotees, to more and more just take shelter of Krishna. As Prabhupada said, he was talking about the four regulative principles. And, of course, there's no gambling for devotees because, you know, you waste away your life in gambling. And even people that do the scratch-offs and the lottos and stuff like that, they're giving away their energy thinking about, you know, like, what if this, what if that, what could happen, you know, gambling. And people get all excited, they even get addicted to it, and this gambling, speculation, everything. So Prabhupada said, when he was speaking about the four regulative principles and their replacements, he once said that gambling is replaced. Everything's replaced. It's not that we have to restrain ourselves, we just replace it, right? So what is how is gambling replaced in Krishna consciousness? Surrender to Krishna. You surrender to Krishna. You get the same feeling, like, oh, you mean give up? really? Surrender? Well, what's going to happen? We don't know what's going to happen. And you get the feeling, but the more we have association and the more we take shelter of Shastra, the more we develop our faith. And then we know, sarva dharmam pritya jamame kam bhaja vishvasan yadrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi. The more we engage in that, then the more our perfection comes. Yadrishi, shraddha. The more our shraddha comes. And that shraddha means, what a shraddha shabde, bishvash kahe, suridanish choy, Krishna bhakti koile, sarva karma krita hoy. That a person with this feeling in their heart that grows and grows, that the main occupation in my life should be bhakti. There is no other thing that's actually necessary. This is the feeling of Shraddha, that by bhakti, sarva karma krita hoy, everything else is taken care of. Because Krishna is there, and he is the source of all energies. All the money that I have coming from one place or another, it's coming from Krishna. The job that I have, somehow Krishna's arranged it. The surroundings I'm in, it's all Krishna's arrangement. He can arrange anything. So the devotee's occupation is developing this Shraddha by hearing Bhagavad Gita. We hear from Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter, Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. That for those who worship me, those who do bhakti, engage in this activity, I'll give all intelligence. I'll show them exactly what to do. You don't have to worry. I'll show you where to put the next step. You'll know. It'll come to you. It'll be revealed to you exactly how to put the next step. Tesham ivanukam partam aham agyana jamdamaha nashayam yatma bhavasto gyana dipena bhashvata. And he says, like a shining lamp, I'll illuminate your heart. You'll be able to see and understand everything. You do this one thing. Just worship me. Surrender unto me. So there's no shelter in the material world. It's actually a dangerous place to try to, you know, put any investment here. It's a losing proposition. Rishabhadev has said people who invest in the material energy in any way, shape, or form, they're bound to lose everything.
But the devotees, samashrita ye parapalava plavam mahat param punya yasho marari, hey, they take shelter of Murari. He kills all these big demons. He makes all these arrangements. He can take us across the material energy by his lotus feet. We should have we should have full concentration on Krishna's lotus feet. If we think of those feet and we worship those feet and we take shelter there, all protection will be there. Samasrita ye padapalavaplavam. And they're so powerful, meditation on Krishna's feet. It's said there's a thunderbolt as a marking on the foot, on the feet, lotus feet of the Lord. That's one of the markings. And when yogis meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord and they think of that thunderbolt smashes mountains of sin that have been accumulated through previous lives of acting outside of Krishna consciousness. They could be smashed by that. And also, that huge ocean, dangerous ocean, that's hard to cross, where there's sharks that can devour you, where the huge waves come at any time, where you can be washed away, that whole ocean becomes shrunken into the size of a hoofprint of a calf, and you can easily step over. All by meditating on Krishna's lotus feet, serving his lotus feet, and engaging in bhakti. It all happens by that. Everything good comes from that. Samasrita ye padapalava plavam mahatparam punya yasho marare bhavam vidir vatsa param param padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. The devotees don't take shelter in this material world, but they take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, where there is complete safety.